بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم، وأنعم علينا يا عظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. My dear respected brothers and sisters, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a great and blessed month that went past. The month of Ramadan, a month that's full of blessings, mercy, forgiveness, love, respect, piety, a great relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a beautiful month. The companions described themselves when that month used to come, they used to be so happy, never ever happier before. When he used to finish, they used to be so sad that you could see the sadness on their faces. Just imagine, a month that went past for every deed you do is multiplied and multiplied and multiplied. But this month has ended. The month of Ramadan, we've done so much worships and we got close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a lot of us start to taste that beauty of the iman. A lot of us done so good in this month. And a lot of us saw the changes in their lives in this month. But unfortunately, is with the ending of this month, the ending comes with Allah Azza wa Jal. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. The month of Ramadan ends, our worship to Allah ends. The month of Ramadan ends, our repentance ends. The month of Ramadan ends, our istiqamah, standing firm, ends. And that's why, brothers, I'll call you tonight for a great call that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to call for al-thabat, to be firm on this deen, to stand firm on this deen, to hold tight on this deen, to grab firm on this deen and do not let go. Be so strong, grabbing hard on this deen. Let everything in your life go, but don't let this deen that Allah Azza wa Jalla had created you for go. Look at the word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us for. And look at, and hear this verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us with. Wa'tasimu. Wa'tasimu. Grab hard, firm, strong, tight, all the words that you could imagine. You grabbing on the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's what i'tisam means. You probably need over 15 to 20 words to translate the word i'tisam into English, from Arabic to English. That's how firm Allah's addressing is. That's how serious this word means. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Grab tight on the rope of Allah. Grab firm on the rope of Allah. Grab strongly on the rope of Allah and do not let go. Grab firm on the rope of Allah Azza wa Jal. As in a group, not divided, and do not let division between you. Al-thabat, ya ikhwan. Al-thabat in Arabic means being straight on the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that word thabat comes with two meanings. A meaning, grabbing tight on the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal and being on the straight path. And the other meaning is, do not let go. Which means you're going to face hardships. So do not let go. You're going to see things that you do not expect. You're going to face things that you don't expect. You're going to go through things that you do not expect. Do not let go. Let go of everything in life. But do not let go of this deen that Allah Azza wa Jal had given you. Be from the category that Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah Azza wa Jal makes the believers in this world and the hereafter being firm on his deen. Allah makes them firm. Allah gives them the strength to be firm. Allah gives them the energy to be firm. Allah gives them what they need to be firm. Thabat. Stay standing and don't fall. Especially in a time and era that we are facing now. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Fitan ka qita'i al-layl al-muzlim yasir al-halim fi hayran. Affliction. Fitna. That the most wisest man, the most smartest man will be so confused on what to do. Fitan, afflictions, as dark as you could imagine. The alayhi salatu was salam says, يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ فِيهَا مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا وَيُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا. That the man will wake up in the morning as a believer. At the end of the day, he's a disbeliever. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. He's changed. And wake up in the morning as a believer. The end of the day, he comes a disbeliever. Wakes up in the morning as a disbeliever. The end of the day, he comes as a believer. The changes. From belief to non-belief. From Allah to the shaitan. From the halal to the haram. And then changes from the haram to halal. From the shaitan back to Allah. From the darkness to the light. That is the affliction. That's the time that we're in now. And that's the time that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned. And he described it 14 centuries ago. 1400 years. 1400 years ago, 1400 years ago, alayhi salatu wasalam, mentioned this time and era and what people are going to face. It's why you're facing right now. Hardships. You find it so hard to be on your religion. You find it so hard to turn to your religion. And you find it more harder to stay on your religion. That's the hardest part out of it. It's to stay on this deen. To be firm on this deen, to grab tight on this deen. A lot of us turn to this deen, as you all saw. With your own eyes in Ramadan, this mosque was full of Isha, with youth and oldies. After Ramadan, everyone went back to their old habits. Maybe even worse. So the hard part of it, the hard part out of it, is to stay firm on this deen. Is to stick to this deen. To stay standing and not fall down. And that's the quality of the true believers. And that's the call that the Prophet ﷺ called us for. And that's the call I'll call you for today. It's to stay firm. Do not let go. Grab tight with every single organ you have in your life. But don't let this deen go away from you. And as I said, let everything go away from you. Your money, your wealth, your job, your everything. But don't let this deen go away from you. Because you are born for this deen. You are created for this deen. This deen is your whole life. And this deen is the most expensive, the most precious, the most valuable thing you have in your life. No matter what you calculate, and no matter what you have, nothing is worth this deen. This is the deen of Allah. And this is the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing could value this deen. It's much greater and expensive and more expensive than you could imagine. Ikhwani, it's time of affliction, time of fitna. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that. And alayhi salatu wa salam, he called for the thabat. And he called the believers to be firm. And he called the believers to not fall into the holes of the shaitan. Do not change. You do not change. You never change. Everything around you changes, but you don't change. Because you are with Allah. everything around you changes, but you never change because you're on the path of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Everything around you will be influenced, but you don't be influenced only by Allah and His Prophet. That's how you have to be, ikhwan. Alayhi salatu wassalam. In his last sermon, what did he say? Taraktu fikum ma in tamassaktum bihi lan tadillu ba'dahu abada. Aw ba'di abada. Kitabullah wa sunnati. Alayhi salatu wassalam. As he stood on that mountain delivering his last sermon, where he meets up with most of the believers in the Arabian continent. And he says, you will not see me after this time and after this year. Because alayhi salatu wasalam knew that his time is getting close. And knew that Allah Azza wa Jal had informed him that when he'll die. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, maybe or surely you would not see me after this day ever. But I have left. I've left among you two things. I left behind two things. If you grab tight onto them, you would never, ever get out of line. You would never, ever get astray. You would never, ever lose. You would never, ever be confused. What are those two things? The Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, says, the book of Allah, the words of Allah, the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the tradition of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is sunnah. The book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Two things, you grab onto them, you will never lose. Two things, you grab onto them, you never get down. Two things, you grab onto them, you only get straight. The book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So there is no room for excuses. Those excuses that we use day and night, and people out there use day and night. Wallahi my work. Wallahi my family. Wallahi my studies. Wallahi the environment. Wallahi the influence of my friends. Wallahi this, wallahi that. There's no longer excuses after those two. The book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam blocks every and any excuse that you think of for you to turn away from this deen. For you to slack off. Wallahi the environment. Wallahi back then is different to then. Wallahi now is different to back then. Wallahi my work does not allow me. Wallahi my boss does not allow me. This, that. The 100 million excuses that people could come up with when it comes into implementing the deen of Allah. Two things I've left behind. You grab onto them, you would never ever go astray. The book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah promised in His Quran, إِنَّ نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّ لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. We are the ones that revealed this book, and we are the ones that will protect this book from any distortion. This book will never be changed. From the time of Muhammad to the Day of Judgment, it's the book of Allah, and only stay the book of Allah. Even if people plot and try and plan to change the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they would never change, and they would never ever have the chance to change anything from it. So it's a great proof in front of Allah Azza wa Jalla hereafter. Why did you go this way? Ikhwani, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَعْلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Look at the honor and the glory that Allah Azza wa Jal honors you with. Allah Almighty and glory honors that human being by saying the Quran al-Kareem. When we told the angels, Allah Azza wa Jal says, when we told the angels that I'll be creating a khalifa on earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is addressing the angels. And the angels are the soldiers of Allah Azza wa Jal. Where He says, I'll be creating a khalifa. And what does khalifa mean, ikhwani? It means a successor. And what does a successor or khalifa actually mean? It's taking over someone or doing the job of someone. And the khalifa here, as the mufassirun, the translators of the Quran said, is the khalifa of Allah. in which is implementing the orders of Allah on Allah's world. That's who the Khalifa is. The Khalifa here, the Mufassirun said, is the Khalifa of Allah, or the Khalifa that generation after generation takes over of another. The Khalifa of Allah. It means implementing and applying the deen of Allah on this earth. Enforcing the truth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth. Enforcing the deen of Allah on this earth. Enforcing the orders of Allah on this earth. That's what a Khalifa is. And who was that Khalifa, Ikhwani? Out of all the creation of Allah that existed back then, from the jinn, from the shayateen, from the humans, or from the angels, from all the other different creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that existed back then, Allah azza wa jalla chose the human being to be the Khalifa. To be that successor, to be the enforcer of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is you. That's the honor that Allah azza wa jal and the status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put you to. He favored you over all His creation to be the enforcer of Allah's deen on this earth. And what do you do now? What does the human being does? This human being does not enforce the law of Allah. He goes and enforces the law of the shaitan, his own enemy. He takes the law of the shaitan and does what the shaitan tells him. And enforces all the faults of the shaitan on earth. Causes corruption and mischief on earth. Ikhwani, you are the enforcer of the haq on this earth. You are the enforcer of the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth. Allah Azza wa Jal had created this earth for you and He created you for the hereafter. Be firm on this deen. Hold tight on this deen. Make this deen the number one priority, not number one last. I'll say something, brothers. I remember when we first started 3 years ago, we met with a lot of new brothers coming to the deen. And alhamdulillah, later, eventually, day by day, month after month, a year after a year, a lot of the brothers stayed and a lot of the brothers went. Now, sometimes I sit down between my and myself and I say, why did these brothers go? Why did they leave? What made them leave? Have they found someone better than Allah for them to go to? Or a religion better than Islam to resort to? Or a prophet better than Muhammad to follow? I sit down sometimes between me and myself and ask that question, why? But subhanallah, you realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that strength to whoever He wants to stay. And whoever shows Allah and asks Allah for that support to stay. And whoever doesn't just falls down. We've experienced a lot of people who turn to this deen and become so strong in the early stages and then they just fall down. Ya Ikhwani, do not be like them. Do not be like them. Be your example, the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum. They hold firm, they were strong. They never let go even to the day they died. Radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Ya Ikhwani, al-thabat. Al-thabat, being firm, staying on this deen. This deen, a Muslim is not a part-time Muslim. Knows Allah in the morning and forgets Allah in the evening, or remembers Allah in the evening and then forgets Allah Azza wa Jalla in the morning. Ya Ikhwan, you're a Muslim 24 hours in your life. Put that, you wake up, I'm a Muslim. And I act like a Muslim. And I behave like a Muslim. During the day and during the night and during the evening. Every single second of your life, Ya Ikhwan. And the strongest weapon to keep that is when you preach. When you preach to others. When you call others for what Allah Azza wa Jal had given you. When you remind others for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed on you. When you remind others, Ya Ikhwani, it's the best weapon to keep this deen in you. To be firm. Your friends, you preach to them, you call them, you remind them. You tell them about Allah and His Prophet. Choose the right crowd to be in. The environment is the most important thing. Why do you think a lot of those people, they were very good in Ramadan. They were very religious in Ramadan. It's because they're constant coming to the mosque. But when they stop coming to the mosque, they even stop praying. And don't you ever be deceived. But what a lot of people say, I don't need to come to the mosque. By Allah, I've experienced and heard from many people. They say, well, Allah, I don't need to come to the mosque. I pray at home. I just pray at home. I don't want to come to the mosque. Alhamdulillah, I'm praying 5 times a day. Ya Ikhwani, get me one person that stayed praying at home and kept on praying. No one. Ya Ikhwani, you need the environment. The environment is where you be, is how you be. You're in a good environment, you'll be a good person. You'll be in a bad environment, no matter who you are, even if you one of the companions, you probably become like them. You'll turn bad like them. Environment is the most essential part of it. Stick yourself to the mosque. You're a believer? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever you see coming regularly to the mosque, witness is a believer. Which means, whoever doesn't come to the mosque, he's got none of the belief. This is the house of Allah. You recharge your iman here. Your iman needs recharging. And the place to recharge your iman is coming to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Constantly. Come, force yourself to come here. Put yourself in a good crowd. And ikhwani, the other thing is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. In the morning, you wake up, you remember Allah azza wa jalla. On your tongue. In the evening, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the ad'iyah that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. And the other thing that a lot of us do lack is reading the Qur'an. Read the Qur'an, ya ikhwan. Read the Qur'an, even if it's 1 page a day. You wake up in the morning, or any chance during the day, you get 5 minutes, just read 1 page. Even if it's 1 page. A lot of the times, or most of the times, shaitan comes to us through that way. It's either you do it properly, or forget it. And you think, wallah, that's a good intention. That's a path from the shaitan, because you're never going to do it. He comes up to you, tells you, listen, you either go all the way or forget it. So he doesn't even end up doing anything. And subhanAllah, how many times I meet up with people. Wallah, I can't forget. Once I met this person, he's drunk and he drinks and he goes out and he comes and he does all the munkarat. Ya akhi, why don't you start praying? Wallah, Shaykh, I'm not going to pray until I go all the way or forget about everything. I'll stay the way I am. So, mashallah, very wise, very smart. It's either you stay all the way in the corruption and not even coming close to Allah Azza. Why don't you leave the corruption and turn all the way to Allah? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best deeds to Allah are the deeds that are constant, even if they were little. They are the best deeds. The best deeds are the constant deeds, even if they were little. But you are constant on it, better than doing so much, and then you break down, you no longer do it, or you no longer worship Allah Azza wa Jalla through it. For ikhwani, read the Quran, 5 minutes of your day. Just put a target every day, 5 minutes of my day, I'm going to recite the Quran. I'm going to read the Quran, learn about Allah Azza wa Jalla. Wallahi, that influence of reading the Quran stays throughout the whole day. Wallahi, I'm telling you out of experience, read the Quran. Even if it's 5 minutes, you find your whole day is different. Because you've got the blessings of reading of the Quran. You've got the reward. You've done something. You feel you've got something. The other thing, ikhwani, is, as I said about the mosque, even if it's one prayer a day, come to the house of Allah. Even if it's one prayer, come to the house of Allah. But don't break it. Don't leave till Friday. I'll come and pray. And then I wait till the next Friday. 7 days you're away from the house of Allah. Could you be away 7 days from your house? How strange it is when you're away from your house 7 days. 7 days away from the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your heart becomes harder and harder. And don't forget the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran al-Kareem, where Allah tells the believers, isn't it time for the believers to return back to Allah? And for their hearts to start having khushu', devotion from the words of Allah. Before they become like the people of the scripture, they delayed until their hearts became hard. Ikhwani, when you delay and delay and delay, your heart becomes hard. And your enthusiasm towards doing that thing no longer exists anymore. It starts from 100 and keeps on dropping down because of your delaying. Yalla, tomorrow. You should start. When you have some intention, start, even if it's little. In any worship. In any worship, ikhwani. And the other thing, ikhwani, your household. Bring in from the deen that you have in the mosque, or from the blessings that you get from the mosque, take into your house. Take some to your house. Even if it's bringing your family, let's read Quran together. Or let's read a hadith. Or go back to your family, whether your mother or your father or your brothers or your wife, and tell them, wallah, today, alhamdulillah. Or tell them, today, wallah, I heard at the mosque, so on. Share with them about the deen. Bring some of that deen to your house. When your household is in the deen, that encourages you. But when your household are away from the deen, that discourages you a lot. So have a lot of that in your house. Lead by an example. Don't call for something and forbid for something and then you end up doing it yourself. Don't be from those people that Allah Azza wa Jalla addressed in the Quran al-Kareem. لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ Why do you say things that you don't even implement? I had so many times families complain to me saying that their son or their husband or their brother forbids things on them and he goes and does it themselves. How do you expect them to obey and listen to you when you do exactly opposite to what you say to them? Ikhwani, lead by an example. Bring some of that blessings there. Mention it. Remember. With your friends. Talk about the deen. Don't let you talk all foolish talk. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Man kan yu'min billahi wal yawm al-akhir falyaqul khayran aw liyasmut. Whoever believes in Allah and hereafter, let him say good or be quiet. Whatever thing you know, it's good to be spoken, say it. Whatever, stop yourself from it. Ikhwani, I'll tell you something about the tongue. The tongue drags you into things that you don't even realize. And you'll be going down without you realizing because of your tongue. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one of you could say the good word, doesn't even think about it, could take him to the paradise. And one of you could say the bad word, doesn't even think about how harmful it is, he's careless about it, will take him 70 years in the hellfire. Sometimes one word, ya ikhwani, or one bad thing that you mention will drag you down without you realizing. You talk about the foolish things and the wrong things and the bad things, or you mock someone, or you backbite someone or slander another, and you find yourself walking away from the deen without you realizing. As exactly what one wise man said, that I control the word before it comes out of my tongue. Once it comes out of my mouth, it controls me. It controls me. Khalas, it's got control over me. The word, ikhwani, this tongue. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Mu'adh ibn Jabal, grab this and monitor this tongue. So Mu'adh told him, O Prophet Allah, are we going to be asked for what we say? So alayhi salatu wa sallam said, what makes people only get into the hellfire except this, the tongue? For ikhwani, watch what you say. A lot of us fell down and their deeds were demolished just because of a word they mentioned. We slacked off because of a word that we thought it doesn't matter, I'll say it. And slowly people find them getting dragged on. And I've experienced that with a lot of people. You find people going very good, they're going very religious. And during that period where they are going good, they never talk about the bad or mention the bad or allow the bad to come on their tongue. The moment the bad starts to come on the tongue, the moment you see them falling down, the moment you see them slacking off, the moment you see them going behind, the tongue is an indication of your iman. You say good, there's something good in you. You start talking bad, that means there's bad in you. And as they say, The tongue, turjama liqalb. The tongue is the translator of the heart. The tongue, ikhwani. Grab the tongue and monitor what you say. Watch what you say. And use it for the good. Wallahi will take it to good. When I talk about the tongue, the diseases of the tongue are so much. The diseases of the tongue are so much. Backbiting, slandering, swearing, words, this, mocking, and so much. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in the Quran, that some of the scholars said the diseases of the tongue reach up to 70. 70 diseases on the tongue. Fa'ikhwani the tongue. Grab your tongue and watch what you say. And it's so simple and easy. A lot of people say, is it alright to say this and is it alright to say that? Yaqi, is it alright for people to say this about you? Is it alright for people to mention this on you? When they asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our Prophet Allah, what's backbiting? He said, dhikruka akhaka ma yakrah. It's to mention your brother what he dislikes. So, would you accept it to yourself? Khalas, if you accept it to yourself, it's alright. If you don't accept it to yourself, then it's not alright. Fa ikhwani the tongue, watch your tongue. And inshallah, we'll stop over here. Today, I just wanted to get into a bit of introduction. Next week, inshallah, I'm going to get into the series of the death and the hereafter. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulil Kareem, Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma ahdina wa ahdibina wa ajalna sababan liman ihtada. Ahdi ummata Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا ربنا قريب مجيب للدعوات اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفرة والملحدين اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير ومن أراد بهم غير ذلك فخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر اللهم يا الله يا أرحم الراحمين أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار يا مقلب القلوب والأبصار ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مصرف القلوب والأبصار صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك وفقنا لما تحبه وترضاه نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاء ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين